Well, it's absolutely freezing. It's around minus five. And I'm not the only one who's standing around looking sort of very tucked up because I'm surrounded by birds of prey. In front of me, I've got a six-month-old barn owl. And as soon as I walked past her, and it was dark, so I didn't notice that she was here in this enclosure, there was a mad amount of flapping. And Sadie, you say that's because she's trying to get my attention. She's a bird which has been bred in captivity. And, you know, you fly her regularly. And, you know, essentially, she's very keen to get out there and do what she does best.
Yes, yeah. Willow is an imprinted barn owl, which, to coin a phrase I heard last night, she's a human in an owl suit. So she's just desperate for your attention, basically desperate for you to take her out and go flying, which we're going to do in a little bit.
So talk us through the birds that you've got here, because I've seen we've got a... Is that a kestrel there?
Yes, yeah, we've got a kestrel. He's about 6 months old at the moment. And then next to him is actually a Harris hawk. We've got two other Harris hawks, another male and a female common buzzard, and then behind you in the big aviary is a Billy, and she's a European eagle owl.
Now, the reason that you've set up this business is because you feel that we don't know enough about British birds of prey.
Yes, yeah, I've flown birds now for about 10 years, and I flew Harris hawks as a business for 3 years. And every single time I went out with the birds, people would ask me if they were a British bird, or they would ask me what the bird was that hovered on the side of the motorway, or the one that sort of dashed through their garden after the little birds. And we don't have very many birds of prey in our country. And things like owls, we only have sort of five species. And I asked people to name me the five species of owl, and they couldn't do it. But I asked them to name five species of African animal, and they can do it without thinking.
I'm trying to think about the five species of owl, and I said, and I'm stuck because I can think of two, the tawny and the barn owl. Mm-hmm. What are the other three?
Then you've got the little owl, and you've got the long-eared and the short-eared owl. So they're all our permanent resident visitors here. So
okay, so we're going to get flying in a minute. Now, what kind of equipment do I need to wear? Obviously sort of like gloves and things, but what do I need to bear in mind?
Well, other than the thick clothes for today, we're just going to have one protective glove, goes on your left hand, and that's all you need. I've got the food in the shed, and we've got bags ready, so just one glove and yourself up in the field.